News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Yeah, really good piece by Aundy Kenny in the Irish Times today. Another woman lost to the Mrs. Machine. She's talking about the phenomenon, Ciara, of women taking their husband's name. She says US figures show basically 4 out of 5 women do it. She calls it symbolic misogyny. She says, "We're, you know, you're not your husband's property." She says it's a loss of identity. And she says, like, men don't go on about that. You never, like, she talks about the, you know, the social media phenomenon last Christmas as a miss. She says men aren't aspiring to be husbands.
Well, they don't change their from Miss and Mrs. denotes marriage. Mr. stays the same whether you're married or not.
And she says, look, if this is no big deal, why don't men take their wife's name? It's kind of like, I mean, it's hard
it's
to disagree with her logic.
Really good piece. She talks about women becoming legally dead. You know what I mean? Because this we're sort of, you know, to use that kind of trans parlance, dead named. You take a name, you dump it and you get a new one.
You didn't take...
I did not take a name. Now, I'm nothing if not honest with you, Shane Coleman. And I do think if my husband had had a cooler name, I might have been slightly more tempted. Just saying. That's my feminist credentials there.
If you had married Leonardo DiCaprio, you would now be Ciara DiCaprio.
Yeah, and I bet I'd have to be 24 forever. But here's the thing. I feel less... I think there is fashion at play here, okay? Because when I was young and getting married... None of my pals in college who were also getting married took their husband's names. Most of my pals from school who didn't go to college did. So there was different cohorts of people doing different things. And I think that's still true to today. I think that still exists. I also do think, and as someone who didn't take my husband's name, and I now have a different name to all four of my children, that I didn't give it enough thought. Because partly, now I didn't want to double barrel my name. I always thought that was for kind of gits. Do you know what I mean? That's what I actually thought. But now I kind of do feel that I would have liked to have some name connection to my children. That's what I really think. But I also admit if his name was cooler, I might have done it. What do you make of all of this? This symbolic misogyny, Shane Coleman?
I think it's obviously a choice that people need to make. Look, I'll be totally honest. If Ev had taken my name, I would have been a little bit disappointed.
Really?
Yeah, I would.
Because I actually know men who have said to me the opposite. They've said, even about their wives who didn't take their names, I was a bit disappointed she didn't.
No, I married Ev Conroy. I didn't marry Ev Coleman. She's not.
And did you ever consider Conroy Coleman or any such malarkey?
No. And, you know, on the kids thing, and we'll get texts from people saying, oh, it's really difficult travelling and all.
I've travelled.
It's really confusing in school. I think people are capable of differentiating.
I have travelled on my own with my children.
Yeah, there's no issue.
And there was never an issue. No one ever stopped me and said, are you stealing these children? Yeah. It's never happened. But I do have some, I don't know how Ev feels about that, but I have some regrets about having no name connection to my children. Should they have been double barreled? I don't know. Or should I even give them Kelly as their second name, you know, as a middle name kind of thing? I don't know is the answer to that. But let us know. I mean, I don't think there's a right or a wrong answer, but the piece, Aoife Kenny's piece, is really very, very good. And is it symbolic misogyny taking the name? Yeah, it probably is. But how do we feel about that? And what do you think? And does love conquer all? 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.